Weiter in Shas. We're in Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf, picking up three lines down. Last word on the line, Reish Lakish. A Reish Lakish, Achvilei, Dinari le Rebbe Lazar. So he showed a dinner to Rebbe Lazar. Amr Ma'al Yehu. Rebbe said it's a good coin. Amr Lei, Chazi Da'aloch, Kosamichna. Rebbe Lakish said, I'm relying on you. Amr Lei, Ki Samachta Alai, Ma'ala Memra. When you say you're relying on me, what do you mean? De'i Mishtakach Bisha Be'inad Lechlufilach, that if it will be fine to be bad, that I'm going to be chayev and I'm going to have to go and give it back to you, give you something on its place. V'ha'atu damart Rabbi Yehuda, who did da'in dina, you're the one, da'in dina the garmi. You, Reish Lakish, is the one who says that it's Rabbi Meir who judges garmi. My lav Rabbi Meir, v'lo sevira lan kavasei, is not to say that it's only Rabbi Meir who says garmi, and we don't hold like him, and meaning to say the what, even if you're going to accept a bad coin because of me, I'm not going to be chayev because that advice is not considered direct. It's indirect, and therefore I'm not going to be chayev. Amar lei lo, that's not what I meant. Amar lei lo. Rabbi Meir was svir lan kavasei. What I meant is that Rabbi Meir says garmi, and we hold like them in the garmi as well. Okay, so where do we find that's actually true? Hi, Rabbi Meir. Which din of Rabbi Meir is going to show that he says garmi? Elemi Rabbi Meir, if you want to say that it's Rabbi Meir, the Tanan that we learned in a Mishnah, Dan is a din. If one dons a case of a din, of a money case, Zika is a chayev, and he says that the one that the one who's actually chayev comes out on top, and Chiyev is a zaka, and the one that was not chayev, he makes chayev. Tim is a tar, makes that with tar, tame. Tir is a tame, or makes that with tame tahor. Ma also, 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 what he did, and he has to pay from his own stuff. He's got to pay back. So that means he's the one who's going to be chayv. He can't back it up, and he can't switch it around. So maybe we're going to say that's where we find that Remeir holds of garmi, but that can't be. We say on that, Amar Balaz, Amar Rav, Vahu Shenatal Venasan Biyad. This Mishnah is talking about that he's going to be chayev. He's talking about that he took the money and gave it with his own hand to the other person. And that's not garmi. That's he's actively doing it itself. Okay, so Elahari Meir, maybe it's the following. We learned in the Mishnah coming up. Litzbo'ez lo adom utzvo shachar. If you hired a guy, you give him the wool and say, I want you to make it red. He makes it black. Shachar utzvo adom, or black, and he makes it red. Meir Omer, no sin lo demeit smaro. He has to go and pay the demeit smaro, the money of the wool. That's like garmi and still chayev. Why? Because it doesn't happen right away, the dye. It takes time till it actually goes in. It says Gemara, hasam ka'avid b'adayim. There, that's not called garmi, because he's doing it with his own hands. He put it in the vat, and he put the dye in. He started off, so that itself is straight up, as opposed to gramar garmi. So Gemara says, okay, Elohari Meir, it's the following time. We learned in a Mishnah in Kilayim, hamasakich gafno al gabe al gabi tvuoso shachavero. Someone who spreads his gefen, his vine, over the grain of his friend, he spreads it over there, hareze kidesh. What he just did now is he's now asered the grain. Rashi says kidesh is aser as a tavua, because they have kilayim, v'chayev, and the person is going to be chayev for doing such a thing. So maybe that's what's going on over there, that we have, again, garmi, and you're going to be chayev for it. So no hasam nami kavu b'yadayim. Again, it's not garmi, it's not like it caused something, it's straight up. The Gemara, Elohari Meir, it's the following of Meir, the Tanya, Tanya Braisa, Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifritzu. If you have a vineyard, and there's a wall that's blocking it from something else, from grain, and you have in the Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifritzu, it broke open, beep, turn the page. Kirfa Beis, Omer Lo Gedor, the owner of the field, says to the one of the vineyard, you know, put up a fence. Well, she says that Shelo Yosef Atvua Echem Mimatsayim, Bona Mechitzas Prutza Veteaser, right? The grow, it shouldn't grow another 1/200th while it's broken, and then you're going to be Chayv Vikilayim. Nifritza, let's say he fixed it, and then again it broke open. Omer Lo Gedor, and he says, let's go, put up another wall. And the Siyayish Bimen of Lo Gedora, the owner of the vineyard, he's like, no, yeah, I don't want to do it. And then it starts to grow more. Hare Zekidesh. Now he just was Mekadesh, he acid it. Now all the grain is going to be no good. V'chayev achriyuso, and he's going to be chayev for anything that the owner of the grain that loses out. So we see that's the Rabbi Meir that we're talking about. Rashi says, "Harei zakid this v'ein batal ella echad b'masayim, but kan yeshkuf tzaditas min aheter v'chad be'iser, and therefore it's 199 becomes aser, and that's a remeir we're talking about. They're going to be chayiv, and we hold of it." Okay, so like the next mishnah, and no saint semer l'tzava. Look, we saw a few times already. V'higdicho yora, one gives wool to the dyer, and he burned it. The dyer guy burns it. No silon to me. In time, to give him the wool, the money for the tzemer. Tzvo kaor. If he dyed it in a way which was not a good matzah, which is kamo kaor, like he did it in an ugly way, like kaor, it's not an al-gishmak. If the improvement is more than the expenses of that it cost to actually dye it, no silon to yitzia. He pays him the expenses, but not the other part. If the expenses of the dying is more than the went better, no silos a shevach, he only pays him the shevach, the amount that it goes up. Let's follow Adam, let's say he told him, "I want you to make it red," and he makes it black. Shachar's well, Adam, I want you to make it black, and Shachar's black, and he made it red. Rabbi Meir Omer, no silos to be small, he pays him the value of the wool. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, that if the improvement is more than the expenses of the dying, then no solicitia. All he does is he pays the expenses, but not the full amount. If but if the expenses are more than it goes up, no solicitia, he gives him the amount that it went up. So it says the Gemara, my car, what does it mean when it says lashon that he dyed it in a way which is car, which Rashi says is like ugly? Or Nachman and Rabbi Rechana, kalabos. He dyed it, what's this thing called kalabos? My klabus, I'm a Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Peep, turn the page." Kofal f'manaf kafra dude. What it means is, it's the stuff that he wiped out of that of the pot over there, and it's a leftover dye that's there that he used, and that stuff is not as good. It's a very shvacha maisa, and that's what this this type of matzav is. Okay, my friends, we're gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.